going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. In the red-hot real estate market, you see a lot of ads for, or you may know a few people who are real estate agents, but those people are likely agents for residential properties, you know, houses, condos, and the like. But what about those who are in the business of commercial real estate? That's a whole different world and one you might want to be a part of. Well, tonight, we take a look at the commercial real estate business and how you can get in on it. My guests are with Project REAP, the Real Estate Associate Program. Mike Bush is the founder of the program, and Ken McIntyre is the executive director. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Certainly, you are welcome to tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Mike, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. REAP is about opportunities.
And hold on, because I was just saying hi.
Oh, oh.
and I didn't want to forget about Ken. Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the invite. Glad to be back on the show. Appreciate you having us back.
Absolutely. Talk to me a little bit, Mike, about the difference between commercial real estate and residential real estate. As I said in the opening, most people think about real estate as buying something, buying a place to live, but not the commercial part.
Right, and that's why REAP was founded, because most people outside of the industry, which is 99% white and 95% male, do not know about commercial real estate. Commercial real estate is income-producing real estate. So that would be rented apartments, office buildings, shopping centers. But as you pointed out earlier, it is not selling houses unless you are selling the house as part of a property that you developed, a fixer-upper, and sold that. And that's a part of the commercial real estate business. Why is this important to WHUR listeners? Because real estate is a wealth-building industry, and we know about the huge discrepancy between family wealth in minority communities and the white community. And part of what REAP addresses, not, of course, to close the gap completely, but REAP acknowledges that it is a wealth-building industry, and we try to point people in that direction.
Ken, is the commercial real estate industry as I said, hot as the residential industry?
Right now, it's well, I wouldn't say it's hot. It is definitely continuing to chug along in a very positive way. As we have a strong economy, that drives occupancy, which drives rents, which drives cash flow, which drives value in commercial real estate. So as long as the economy stays good, buildings stay occupied, and people who own them have value.
You know, one of the things, Mike, you were talking about people who are buying either apartment buildings or even buying homes to use for commercial purposes. Because I know for me, when I think of commercial real estate, I think of big buildings and towers, you know, 20, 30, 40 stories high, New York, Chicago, that kind of thing. But there really is more to it than that.
Well, yeah. Well, let me tell you about what some of our graduates do so you'll have a sense of that. We have one of our graduates manages the rental properties at Atlanta Hartsfield Airport. Another one leases property for Zoe's Kitchen. Another one develops Walmart stores. Another one works for Bank of America. Another one manages a shopping mall in Philadelphia. Heather, who I just talked with yesterday, does leasing for Shake Shack.
Mm.
So we're all over the place. Randall manages the development at Walter Reed, the 67-acre project in North D.C. A couple of our graduates do affordable housing. They, mm-hmm. they develop multiple projects with 40, 50 units using tax credits. We have bankers. We have people that manage investment funds. All of it has to do with making money and building wealth because, again, that's what we're all about.
What was the genesis of this? You, as the founder, came up with this idea. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I was head of real estate at Giant Food for many years, and I had about 80 landlords. And I noticed that almost none of my landlords had people of color on their staffs except as admins. The answer when I asked them was always, well, if I could find a qualified minority, I would hire one. And it took a while for that to make an impact on me to understand how we would meet that. And with the help of the Greater Washington Urban League and the American Jewish Committee, which I was an officer, and Giant, we founded REAP in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Our first class was the class of 98. And of that class, all the people who graduated and got jobs then are still in the industry.
Interesting. Ken, talk to me about how Project REAP works, because obviously this is not just business, but this is business education as it relates to commercial real estate.
No, thank you. That's a great question. Project REAP is designed to have its participants learn about a whole breadth of different career opportunities in real estate, development, construction, ownership, investment, leasing, all these different aspects. Real estate companies do all of those things, and some may be things that your strengths play to, and others may not. And during the 10 weeks that you're in the REAP program, we hope you figure out that, hey, I'm a people person, I want to be in leasing, or I'm a numbers person, I want to be in the finance side. And then once you complete the program, we do all we can to help you have a successful career in the industry.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about Project REAP, the Real Estate Associate Program for Commercial Real Estate. If you have some questions about getting an education and getting your foot in the door in the business of commercial real estate, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ken, how does someone get into the program? Kind of give me the rundown about how that works.
Yes, we have a website that you can access. An application website that you can access through our website, which is www.projectreap.org. And right in the middle, there's a click on here to go to our application website, fill out an application, and we will be reviewing those. It is a competitive process to get into one of our programs, so we do interviews after we receive applications, and those successful people who show a hardiness to want to get into commercial real estate, we want to have them in our classroom, and then they get to go through the 10-week program.
What are you looking for?
We're looking for, well, that's a great question. You don't have to have prior real estate experience to go through Project REAP. We're looking for people who have an ambition to be in real estate and can demonstrate that through the application and through the interview process. So our interviewers are people who've been through Project REAP or other people who are active in the real estate industry. And so they know what it takes to be successful, and that's the process we put you through to figure that out.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about commercial real estate. Is this the ticket for you to make a career change from where you are right now? It's different from residential real estate, houses and condos and such. Is this for you? Let's go to the phone lines and find out what our listeners have to say. Vicki, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Vicki. What's on your mind? Vicki, are you there? I think we lost Vicki. Vicki, give me a call back if you can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Crystal, calling from Columbia. Thanks for calling, Crystal. What's on your mind? Crystal, are you there?
Oh, I am. Hi.
Hi.
I didn't expect you to get on so fast.
Yes, go right ahead. Turn your radio down. Go right ahead.
Oh, I turned it down. Thank you, guys, for this opportunity. So my question is, from what I understand, the qualifications are, or one of them is to have a degree. I do not have a degree yet. I have much experience in the working world and wanted to know, am I still eligible?
That's a really good question. Go right ahead, please.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Ken.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a great question. At this point, our priority is for people who have degrees. And, you know, we invite people to come to our events to get familiar with our community, and if you don't have a degree. But right now, we are still operating on the basis that we're looking for people with degrees to fill the classes.
Okay. Crystal, thank you so much. What kind of degrees, Ken? Does it matter?
A degree from a four-year school, so associate degrees don't yet qualify. But right now, you could have a bachelor's, you could have a master's, you could have a bachelor of arts, you could have a degree in English, you could have a degree in finance or computer science. You could have some working history in any of those fields. Again, what we'd look for is that you have decided that you really want to try to pursue a career in commercial real estate, and that comes across when we interview you and when we read your application.
I see. Thank you so much. Go right ahead, Mike, please.
Yeah, the business background for the people that come into REAP includes architects, bankers, contractors, engineers, lawyers, residential brokers who want to get into commercial real estate, and salespeople. So it's business experience. We also have a few teachers that decide to come in, but it's mostly the careers that I mentioned. We have in our student base, we have alumni from Howard, from Hampton, from FAMU, UMBC, Morgan State.
Yay.
And Lincoln, Eastern North Carolina. It runs the gamut.
And this isn't, Mike, just a local project. I mean, this is really, you have offices elsewhere in the country, do you know?
Yes, we began in Washington. We now have programs in Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Dallas, Kansas City, L.A., Columbus, and Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. How does the work differ from residential real estate sales? Are we talking about two totally different animals, two totally different mindsets here?
Yes. In residential sales, you make money when the deal closes and you get your commission on the house. Commercial real estate is an ongoing process. When someone signs a lease for 10 years, they pay the rent for 10 years. And your job, if you're the property manager, is to keep the property looking good and to collect the rent. If you are an asset manager, you have a number of property managers working for you, and you make sure that they do maintain their properties and do collect the rent. And this could be in an office building, it could be in a shopping center, and it could be in an apartment complex.
This is fascinating. We have more to discuss and more phone calls to take as we take a look at the ins and the outs of commercial real estate. Jamie, calling from New York. We're going to talk to you after the break. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you want more information about Project REAP, if you want to apply, you can find them online at projectreap.org. That's Project R-E-A-P. .org. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher, and of course, we are still taking your phone calls. So give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stretches in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM, Channel 141, in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're taking a look at the commercial real estate business and how you can get in on it. My guests are with Project REAP, the Real Estate Associate Program. Mike Bush is the founder of the program. Ken McIntyre is the executive director. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to go back to the phones. Jamie calling from New York. Jamie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. The commercial real estate was conceived in my heart, you know, a few months ago when I went to a conference and I saw a developer doing a project in Haiti. So I'm an accountant by trade, so I have no real estate background. What books do you recommend we read to learn more about commercial real estate?
Ken, I'll let you start and then Mike, you can chime in. Go right ahead, Ken.
Yeah, well, as part of the REAP program, actually, we use two textbooks provided by real estate trade associations. One of the associations is called the Urban Land Institute, and it is a book called Real Estate Development. It's a textbook, and you can go on their website, uli.org, and you can buy the book. But if you pay to you get in the program, we actually provide the book as part of the tuition. It's a very comprehensive overview of real estate development, and we use it as a guide for our whole program. So I would use that as one source. Mike, you might know some others.
Yeah, and let me just say we have a number of accountants in the program. I should have listed that as one of the professions because numbers are very important. The ability to run a profit and loss statement, an operating statement, capitalization. If you're in New York, I would recommend reading Crane's business paper, which comes out once a week, CRAIN'S. There's a huge real estate industry in New York, and Crane's covers it wall to wall.
Jamie, thank you so much, and good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Steve, calling from Virginia. Steve, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Very good show. Yes, a couple questions. One, I didn't get what the cost for the program is. Two, just want to know, over the 10 weeks, I take it you're exposed to different aspects of commercial real estate, real estate management. Just want to understand that a little more. And also just want to know, within that program, do alumni meet on an annual basis? How does that work?
Great questions, Ken. Let's start with some of the financials. How much does this program cost?
The program costs $750 of tuition for students to go through it.
Okay. And take me into the classroom, because I think that's one of the things that Steve is working around. This lasts, what, approximately 10 weeks or so, about a little more than 2 months. Who's teaching the class? What would someone see if they are accepted? Take us through there.
Great. Let me take a stab at that. During the 10-week program, we meet in the evenings twice a week for 3 hours. And as the caller mentioned, we cover a range of topics in commercial real estate, property management, development, leasing, negotiation, finance. And every night that we have a class, we have a different real estate professional who's a subject matter expert on the topic that of that evening come in, and they come from the top real estate programs, top real estate developers in whatever market we're operating in, and that's who you get the information from. So it's a combination of the opportunity to get insight from people who are active in the market and also get to meet them and maybe take their card and follow up with them later.
Are there field trips, homework, and the like?
There are field trips. We do not do homework yet. We are thinking about it, but yes, we tour some of the most iconic properties in the states, in particular in the D.C. market. Our last class toured the new city center development right downtown. I'm sure Mike could talk about how that went because he's familiar with the developer.
Okay. And the other thing that Steve alluded to, networking. Because after you finish your 10 weeks, I would imagine that the graduates are going to be looking for some kind of support to make those next steps.
And that is exactly what we are doing with REAP right now, which is once you graduate, that's actually when the career process starts. The classroom part just gives you a foundation. But REAP has ongoing events in all of our markets where we bring our sponsors in, we bring in developers, and we have panel discussions, or we continue to tour more properties, or we'll do specific topics on one of the hot topics that came out of the tax change was opportunity zones. So we'll do a panel on something like that so you can see how you might be able to take advantage of that tax law change and operate properties more profitably.
Interesting. Steve, thank you so much for your phone call. Go right ahead, Mike, please.
Yes. I think it would be helpful for Ken to tell us how he got into the business because he's been in it for many years, and he had a very interesting start and transitioned into real estate from banking, as I recall. Is that right, Ken?
Yes. I graduated from FAMU, as you mentioned, Go Rattlers. And
Tallahassee guy. Okay.
Yeah, sir. And went into commercial banking, was going there to be an international auditor. I traveled around the world as international audit. And then I had the opportunity to join any area of the bank that I could. And real estate was very hot at the time. So I was fortunate enough to land a job there. And one of the reasons I went into that role was because in corporate banking, I would have been dealing with, excuse my language, but stuffy corporate treasurers.
And, no. really?
And when I looked at the clients on the real estate side, they were people who had ideas about how to build communities and how to build places where people shopped and where people worked and where people had fun and where people lived, and they were designing them from scratch. They were buying the land and they were figuring out how to design it, how to get it built, how to get it financed, and it was right there hands-on and they were doing it, and I was able to interact with the primary people at a very junior part in my career. And so once I got into real estate, I fell in love with it. I've been fortunate enough to have been doing real estate and finance for the better part of 25 plus years with some of the largest companies in the world, including JPMorgan Chase, MetLife,
GE Capital, and KeyBank.
You know, Ken, Mike said something in the beginning of this conversation that struck me, that prior to his founding of Project REAP, that he kind of looked around and he said that this was predominantly an all-white, all-male industry. And in sharing your background, you have spent time in some pretty rare air, and not just for a black guy, but for any person in business. From your perspective, why was Mike seeing or not seeing more people of color even as late as the mid-1990s in commercial real estate? What was the hindrance?
Thank you. You flatter me with your comments. But also, Mike was seeing the reality in this industry, which is that there aren't that many people of color. The statistics are, you know, certainly less than 10% people of color in the industry, and probably when you get into levels that matter, it's less than 5%. But we don't have real estate programs that reach out to high school people of color in high school. People of color don't come home and have their parents talk to them about how they were a real estate developer or how they were a real estate lawyer. It's been an industry, and the way Mike put it originally is the people in the industry hired people that looked like them or people that they knew. And that's how the industry has grown up and thrived. And so even as late as the 1990s, when I went into a conference that may have had 3,000 people, a real estate conference on the commercial side, there was lucky if there were 10 people of color at the meeting.
You know, Mike, one of the things that's interesting also about that, I think Ken is right. When you go to college, whether you're going in 2018 or whether you went in 1998 or 1978 or 88 or what have you, even if you went as to get a BS or a BA in business or an MBA, you went for accounting, business management, administration, human resources and talent development. But I can't say that in my lifetime I've ever spoken to any young person in college now or just coming out. When you ask them, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? Nobody says, well, I want to be a real estate developer. You know, is this the kind of project that as it moves forward will begin to put its fingers in those pies where you want to begin to influence, you know, higher education to say, hey, look at us. This is another avenue for you.
Yes, the real estate. Commercial real estate was not regarded as a teachable skill until probably the late 80s, early 90s. Today, there are several schools across the country that do offer commercial real estate courses. Here in Washington, Georgetown, Johns Hopkins, Catholic American, George Mason. In New York, the NYU School of Business, Baruch College, and so on. So there are many schools now that offer it. But it's one thing to take a course and another thing to find the job. That's why friends and family are so important. We probably have quite a few people listening to this program who are thinking about their sons, nephews, daughters, nieces, and thinking, wow, are they suited to come into commercial real estate? So if you are hearing this and you are thinking of your family, that's how it happens. Most of the people in our industry, as Ken pointed out, come in because they know somebody. And part of what REAP does is put you in touch with the people that you need to know. The instructors that come to our class from the companies, excuse me, are the hiring executives. So if you make an impression on those people in the class, they will be following up with you just like you will be following up with them.
Mm-hmm. Is it for everyone, Mike?
No, it's not. This is a very tough business. I was talking with one of our graduates yesterday. She has been she's very successful now. She's working for a fast food company, but she started out working for a national retailer, which went through a series of layoffs, not because she was black, but because they were cutting back.
And there have been changes in the retail business these past 10 years. I mean, severe cyclical changes, but yes, please go right ahead.
Right. And so she popped right up. One of our speakers said, you probably heard this, that a setback is just a setup for a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And that she took that to heart. She went out, she interviewed, got another job. And then she wasn't challenged enough by that, so she got another job. And then that company went through layoffs. So she's now on her fifth job in the industry. She loves it. She knows how to combat the kind of grinding work that you have to do. We're talking about 60 to 80 hour work weeks. But the financial rewards, if you stick with it, are going to be there.
I need to take a break when we come back more about commercial real estate. Is it for you? What do you need to know? And Project REAP. You can find information online at projectreap.org. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our look at the commercial real estate business and how you can get in on it. My guests are with Project REAP. That's R-E-A-P, the Real Estate Associate Program. Mike Bush is the founder of the program, and Ken McIntyre is the executive director. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Ken, once you finish this program, what would you say is the aim in order to begin a successful journey in this business? Do you go out and try to get a job? Do you strike out on your own? What do you say?
We have graduates who do both. There are some people who come into the program with entrepreneurial intentions, and they want to be able to go out and either buy buildings and own and manage them or build buildings from scratch. And then there are others who have a skill set that they think a company in the real estate industry would want to hire. Whether that skill set is being able to run numbers and do financing, or maybe they're a marketing person, or maybe they're an accountant and they can do the numbers as an accountant, or maybe they are have good negotiation skills and can negotiate to buy properties or negotiate to lease and bring tenants in, or property management skills. So there are all types of jobs out there in the real estate industry, and the industry has requirements for a whole range of skill sets. What we hope happens as you go through the REAP program is that you figure out where your skill sets can be best maximized for you to have a successful career in the real estate industry.
What is the most difficult thing about the learning curve, the learning process during these 10 weeks, Ken?
It's a different language. You talk about square feet, you talk about cap rates, you talk about a whole group of acronyms, NOI, CF, NCF, DCF. So you have to learn the language as like in any industry. If you become a computer coder, obviously you have to learn the language. So that's a tough part. Then you have to get the fundamentals of the financial concepts. One of the key things about commercial real estate
is you have to understand how value is created and therefore how it's measured. So we really stress financial analysis and valuation, because if you're not tracking that, then you can't tell whether or not you're making money with your investment.
That's interesting. How do you determine the value of a property? Is that like residential real estate where we're talking about location, 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 or is there more to it?
There's much more to it. And one of the areas of commercial real estate is the whole appraisal aspect, which does valuations in three different methods. But the method that is used most on the commercial side is the discounted cash flow. And that involves doing an analysis of the market, trying to figure out how many tenants may want to be there, which gets into the location, location, location. It also gets into what have you designed something that's attractive. But if there are a lot of tenants who want to be there, then they're going to be willing to pay higher rents. If they pay higher rents, then you have stronger cash flow and higher cash flow. If you have higher cash flow, you have higher value. I'm oversimplifying it, but it kind of works like that.
Now that helps a great deal. Mike, since you started Project REAP and you've had an opportunity to kind of sit back and examine the real estate market, both commercial and residential, I'm sure, here in the Washington Metro, how has the heating up of the market impacted the commercial real estate business? DC is so expensive. I would imagine it's expensive. It's an expensive place to live in, but I'm sure from commercial real estate, it's an expensive place to work in as well. How have things changed?
Well, the last big change, of course, was the quote Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
And that had an impact on the real estate industry here and elsewhere. So a number of people were laid off, not just minorities, but white folks as well. The Washington area has now been blessed with the Amazon announcement. Amazon will not have an immediate impact. They're going to be bringing 25,000 jobs here over probably a 10-year period. But property is already heating up. And one of my colleagues told me last week, his daughter is here, and he said, make that apartment lease now. Don't wait another day. I want to go back to one of the points that you were discussing earlier and Ken was commenting. There are really two sides to the business. One is the client-facing side that Ken and I have been in, and the other is the back-office side. And they're both equally valid, and they're both equally remunerative. If you are in sales or marketing, you like to be in front of people. And you're articulate, you like to do that. If you like numbers, then you want to be in the place of analyzing what Ken called the cash flow and the discounted cash flow and so forth. If you can do both, of course, that makes you even more valuable to your employer. To the question that came in earlier about, well, how do I find out more about the business? And what the jobs are like, I'd like to recommend a couple of things. One is a website called selectleaders.com. That's SELECTLEADERS, selectleaders.com. That is an exclusively commercial real estate job site. And there will be many, many descriptions of jobs with companies all over the country, from client-facing to back office. Another way to begin to get, as Ken called it, the jargon, is to read a business paper that has a real estate section in it. And in Washington, Atlanta, Chicago, and so forth, there are the business journals. Mm-hmm. In Washington, there is the Washington Business Journal, and The national website is bizjournals.com, mm-hmm. bizjournals.com. And you can subscribe in your local area. There, it does not have a big paywall, so you can read a lot of it for free. And if you look at the real estate section, you will see what's going on, and you will begin to hear the words that Ken was describing before, square feet, cash flow, deals, and so on. So that's a good way to get your feet wet at this point in your career.
I want to thank both of you for spending some time with us talking about this. This is, for those people that are in business or interested in business, this is truly fascinating, because it is a part of the real estate industry that a lot of people don't have an opportunity to see. If you are interested in finding out more about Project REAP, you can find it online at Project REAP. That's REAP.org. Classes are starting in March here in the district. It's class starting on March 12th and one in New York City on March 5th. But there are deadlines, so you may want to go to the website and take a look. And who knows? It could change your life. Like Mike just said, you're never too old to make money. So, Mike Bush, Ken McIntyre, thank you both for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Harold.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141, for this Thursday, January 10th, 2019. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.